You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans with me, Cheryl Burke, an iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome back to Sex, Lies, and Spray Tans, the rewatch series. Okay, you guys, we're at the final freaking round of season one with only two couples left vying for the coveted mirror ball trophy. I prefer actually a two-couple final. That's definitely more intimate, and it really makes it a final. When you have like a five-couple final, you're like, wait a second. Anyway, Kelly Monaco and Alec Mazzo and John O'Hurley and Charlotta Jorgensen are your two finalists back in 2005. Before we get started, I wanted to let you guys know that I used to be able to basically watch the full episodes on YouTube, right? So, and I used to link them for you to watch or rewatch. As of last week, I've been able to watch full episodes on this website called dailymotion.com. Shout out to them. Thank you for providing the first five episodes. However, when I was looking for the final episode for season one, it was nowhere to be found. I believe it got taken down, along with hopefully not every single season and full episodes, but of Dancing with the Stars. But it is what it is, and I promise that I will continue to, though not I'm not able to actually rewatch a full episode, I'll be able to YouTube each couple and see their dance at least. At the end of the day, that's all I'm here for. I'm just recapping a dance, but it's a shame. So if you're hearing us, dailymotion.com, me and my listeners would love for you to please put the full episodes back up on your website. Anyway, with that being said, let's get ready to witness Patrick Swayze showing up to one of the couple's rehearsals, which I had to rewind, yep, and rewatch, how fitting, about a million times. Thank God I saw that part. I am and was a huge fan, and I definitely crushed on him hardcore back in my day, back in my heyday, as they say. Let's get started. Here we go. John O'Hurley and his partner Charlotta Jorgensen, their first dance in the finale of season one was A Quick Step. It starts off with Tom Bergeron saying that both finalists have basically taken their best routine of the season, and they have been allowed to basically make improvements on each of their round one dances. Okay. So for John O'Hurley and Charlotta, it's the quick step, or it was the quick step. John clearly stated in his interview when the package just started, bringing back the quick step for him is like an ace in the hole. Oh, right. Right away, you get the impression that John thinks he's going to kind of win this whole show, you know, or definitely at least expects that to happen as far as him hoisting up that mirror ball trophy above his head. Then it cuts to them with the famous crash mats that Dancing with the Stars producers love for us to bring out because it brings the drama. Will they fall on their heads or not? Right? Anyways, the crash mats are there for anyone who wanted to try lifts, especially back in the day. I don't think they use that anymore. But so here they are. They were in the dance studio trying that dirty dancing lift. Don't try this at home, kids. So after they continue to fall on top of each other a few times, They're both just laying flat on their backs, and John said, "This should have Kelly and Alec shaking in their boots." This was actually quite funny, I must say. Then it cuts to John basically saying we needed some help with our lift, so, you know, he just called a friend. "I'm going to phone a friend, and it's going to be Patrick Swayze, okay?" And so Patrick Swayze it was, and they were rehearsing, and Patrick Swayze just walks on in to a silly dance studio. For anyone under the age of 15, Google Patrick Swayze. You probably have zero clue what I'm saying at the moment. But if you're even listening to this podcast, welcome. 15. Wow. This show's been on longer than you've been alive. Anyways, so Patrick Swayze comes in through that back door at Third Street Dance, which I know oh so well from rehearsing there back in the day before Dancing with the Stars had built their dance studios where they rehearse now. And I think he arrived with his wife. Anyway, it cuts to Charlotta. The package cuts to Charlotta saying, you know, we thought it would be a great idea just to bring old Patrick Swayze to rehearsal to help us out with some of these lifts because John clearly wasn't able to do them, or maybe it was produced. But either way, any excuse to bring Patrick Swayze is fine. Going back to Charlotta and John, it cuts to Charlotta saying, of course, with Patrick Swayze being a man, he can give way better pointers than me since I'm only the one that is being lifted, not the one lifting. Good point. Then it cuts to Patrick literally giving him the best pointers ever. I'm not even kidding, which shows me that Patrick knew exactly what he was doing, especially in Dirty Dancing when he lifted that girl, meaning Jennifer Grey, my friend. We should have her on, huh? Charlotta couldn't wait to dance with Patrick. You can tell by her body language in the package. And it was just a memorable experience. That must have just been so awesome and epic for Charlotta to have experienced. I mean, who doesn't know Patrick Swayze? It then cuts to Patrick effortlessly lifting Charlotta like so easily as if he could have done it with one finger, right? And basically, she looked so light, like light as a feather. And he just easily and effortlessly lifted her up off her feet and put her back down gracefully. She was balanced. It looked flawless. It looked easy. It looked like you guys could do this at home right now, but I promise you, you don't. Don't do it. Don't try this at home, folks. You could tell by Charlotta's reaction while she was in midair. She gasped, right? She was like, ah. John gracefully putting her down onto one foot. It looked like so. When Patrick did it, then Patrick Swayze had John do it. I'm going to just say first name basis, Patrick, okay? We're not going to add the Swayze. But John basically lifted Charlotta, and for the first time, they were able to get through the lift. And thank God for Patrick Swayze, right? That's all I'm saying. What's so funny about Dancing with the Stars is that when you have these celebrities come on the show, I'm pretty sure that the more celebrity friends that you have, the better your chances are, especially back then. Because it's important, you know, it's always great to see like Cher. Oh, it's just Cher in the audience. No worries. Then the package ends with John basically being overly confident and saying that he envisions himself holding the mirror ball at the end of all of this, which is always the kiss of death, you guys. Those words, I'm telling you, there must be something when you say the word mirror ball. Okay. And then the person who said, I'm going to win the mirror ball never wins. I swear to God. I don't know. Maybe it's not like for sure. This is not like a for sure thing I'm saying, but I never say it because I have this weird, like, I don't know. I don't want to jinx myself. You know what I mean?
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, Charlotta and John O'Hurley, they are redoing their Quick Step. So basically it cuts to round one of the competition at the finale of season one with John and Charlotta. Tom introduces them, redoing their Quick Step, and says, let's see if they made any improvements. I must say that this was one of the best technical Quick Steps still ever done ever in the history of Dancing with the Stars, the US version that I've seen. His footwork, John's footwork was pretty impressive. I know he missed a few heel leads, but Quick Step is so fast. However, John's top line was calm, and this was this Quick Step was actually danced with ease. And, you know, they were barely huffing and puffing afterwards. If you remember their last Quick Step, Charlotta basically became a drill sergeant and made him run upstairs. They went to some hiking trail so he could work on his stamina. But clearly he was able to do this routine just so easily. Stamina didn't even come into play. On a consistent level, though, what was very impressive was the fact that they kept body contact throughout the whole routine from top to bottom. Never once did they break apart. Now, that's impressive for sure. And look, for me personally, I don't love Quick Steps because I'm always out of breath. But I guess doing it correctly, now that I'm like being able to observe such a like a professional and a world champion in this craft, as far as the ballroom international standard goes, I see that it's not supposed to be that exhausting. Like, you're not supposed to go wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, in a Quick Step like I do. Ugh, my passion just takes over. What can I say? You know, they are just one of the technically the cleanest ballroom couples I've seen, to be quite honest, on the show. The frame was perfect, but the only thing is that his head positioning. He's still like, of course, and this is what happens with most celebrities with no dance experience or ballroom, that is. Of course, they want to look at you, right? You're their teacher. They want to make sure that they're doing okay. They want this reassurance from you. But really, and it just breaks the frame a little bit, and it breaks that top half of your body. When you're looking at your partner, if you're the man and looking, even just your eyeballs are looking down your nose to your partner, it's just, it makes your frame look awkward, right? Your spine is no longer straight. I give John and Charlotta a 9 because it wasn't perfect, right? Like, you should only give 10s when it's perfect. Okay, next. We're going to cut now to the judges' comments. So they've danced, they've embraced. Len Goodman said, well, John O'Hurley, what you've brought to this competition is elegance, lovely technique. This time, your footwork was not good. It was great. Carrie Ann said, from day one, you embody the word dancing. This time around, your routine was crisp and almost perfect. You know, he's not going to get a 10 from Carrie Ann. Bruno said, it's great. You guys have a great partnership that just carry on in the dance. You guys are the king and queen of the ballroom. The judges, surprisingly, gave them 999. That is a 27 out of 30. Look, John basically said to Lisa that he was a much better dancer now than when he danced the Quick Step the first time around. Anyway, let's move on now to Kelly Monaco and Alex round one dance, which was the samba. Yeah, the samba where her dress almost fell off and where she almost flashed America. So Kelly and Alec redo their samba, which I believe was one of their best dances. So in a way, it might backfire on them because she already got her highest score. And that was done like a week prior to the finale. If I were Alec, I would have asked the executives if they could like redo their jive or something they've done in the earlier weeks, because then for sure you have improved, right? So hopefully they don't set themselves up for failure. Kelly and Alec, you know, surprised the nation basically, as they made, this is what, so start over. Tom Bergeron said Kelly and Alex surprised the nation as they made the final round, coming from such a roller coaster ride of a season for them. And, you know, the journey with them and the judges as well wasn't necessarily a smooth sailing, right? Lisa Canning said before they aired their package that these two surprised the nation and earned their place in the finals. Cut to Bruno basically saying, what a competitor you've turned out to be. Are you the underdog couple? You know, you've definitely pulled it off. Then they cut to their package where you hear Kelly say, who would have ever thought that I would have made it this far, dancing against John O'Hurley and Charlotta in the finals. Then it cuts to them practicing for the samba. Then it cuts to their rehearsal for the freestyle round, which I really hate when they do that. Like, I don't, who cares? They don't do it anymore. That's all that matters. You can tell Kelly has like that fighting spirit in her. And you see Alec like trying to calm her down because, like, you know, you finally see the light at the end of the tunnel here, you guys. And when you reach that, like when you know, OK, I made the finals, like in Kelly's eyes, she won already. She's just happy to freaking be there. And she's probably so delirious and her body's in shock, definitely like in a stress response at the moment, because not again, she has her other job, General Hospital. She now has made the final and she's probably going on not a lot of sleep and she's just exhausted. But these two, I have to say, you know, Alec did Dancing with the Stars a few times after his time with Kelly, and there was nothing like this chemistry that I've seen with Alec and Kelly Monaco. So Kelly definitely brought out the best in him and vice versa. It's funny because whenever I've made the finals with my partners, you get like this fifth wind in you to where no matter how injured you are, like no matter how much pain or lack of sleep, somehow you find a way to get through to the finale and then survive the finale itself. I don't know what it is, but your body is running on empty, right? And but your adrenaline just takes you over. And it's a powerful thing. It's just like whenever your body is in like survival mode, it just gets you to where you need to be, which is a beautiful thing. Anyway, what I've always loved about these two is just their playful and fun chemistry. And you can see that they've developed such a great bond and friendship. And more importantly, they've developed a trust, like a real trust within each other's partnerships as coworkers, as dance partners, as friends. Kelly's basically, you see her playing around with Alec and you know she's being super goofy. She plays Duck Duck Goose in the middle of their rehearsal. And Alec is also playing around with her a little bit. And I just love that you've never seen this couple competitive, like nasty competitive. You know, you've definitely seen John and Charlotta in prior weeks. You know, they never took this competition too seriously until they started falling down the leaderboard. And then all of a sudden they became way too competitive in my eyes. Kelly is the definition of an underdog, you know, and nothing phases them as far as her and Alec goes. They've gotten the lowest score of like a 4 or 5 to the highest score. They've basically been at the bottom of the leaderboard, like the very bottom, and at the very top of the leaderboard. So, look, I just remember the best mentality to go into a final. I remember with Emmett Smith, for sure, I did not think personally we were going to win, especially since we were up against Mario Lopez and Karina Smirnoff. Honestly, you know, back then, that was only season 3. I didn't know that there were other things that took into place when it comes to whoever wins the Mirrorball. I thought it was just purely a dance competition, right? So I was just shocked when they announced their names. But leading up to it, you know, Emmett and I were similar to Kelly and Alec. We just had fun because there was nothing to lose for us at all. Like, Mario was going to win in my mind, hands down. I didn't hear any rumors that or anyone like speaking under their breath of like, oh, maybe we have a shot. I for sure knew that we did not have a shot. Whether or not Emmett thought that way, either way, I didn't believe him, even if he did say something to me. Shows what a great positive influence I am. Kidding. Then the package cuts to Alec saying that Kelly wanted to do so many tricks in their freestyle round that we could have hurt ourselves. And you see basically Kelly throwing her little body and throwing herself at Alec and wanting him to lift her, but to the point where Alec was like, stop. Like, Kelly is so, so funny. She's so tiny, right? And she just got tinier and tinier, especially during the season. And she looked like she was using Alec's body as a gymnasium, as if she was like climbing monkey bars or something on a school playground. And then it cuts to Kelly saying, because Alec dropped her on her head, which he didn't drop her, they were just messing around, but for the producers, that was the only moment that could have made a little sense as to why both of them went to her house as an out-of-studio package. Then it cuts to Kelly in a bathing suit. I think the producers wanted to see her in a bathing suit. That's all. Just kidding. It cuts to them at her swimming pool, which brings back so many memories because I used to hang out at her house a lot. It's been a while, but that pool, gotta love it. So many freaking amazing and fun memories. So here they are, which is, I don't know why they are doing the dirty dancing lift, but I'm assuming that's the only option since you're in a pool, right? Like you're basically, it's like up to your neck, the water. So it just doesn't work clearly. And after shots of them trying the overhead lift, Alec just missing her and Kelly slipping out of his hands, it cuts to Alec and Kelly back at rehearsal on stage where they shoot, and it cuts to Alec basically saying how big of a klutz Kelly is and how shocked he is to know that when it's time to perform and to turn it on, she does just that. You know, their package ends with Kelly saying, sometimes I think I'm a pressure hitter, bottom of the ninth. I'm the last one to bat. I'd like to think I'd be able to hit a home run for you. Wow, that's some sports talk if you ask me. I know it's baseball, but anyway. Then the package closes with her saying, we'll see.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Let's move on to their dance, the samba. First of all, I just want to say how confident Kelly looks out there. You can tell, like, with the way she was staring down that Steadicam, which is a camera, and it's like a handheld, but it's not. Someone's there guiding this, you know, the cameraman who is super talented. It is a hard job, put it that way. I don't know, but I can only imagine. Alec and Kelly look like an actual competitive couple competing in the competitive world of ballroom dancing. And you can tell just by looking in her eyes, even behind a laptop where I was watching it, she just looks down the camera lens, right? And like, you could just tell she's so happy to be there. This journey for her has been the opposite of easy. You can tell that she definitely has grown during this experience, not just as a dancer, but also as a woman. So they basically redid their samba, but this time obviously without a wardrobe malfunction. However, there was something about that wardrobe malfunction, I must say, that really lit a fire under the both of them in a way I felt like was kind of needed again for this final round. I feel like it was almost like this routine was too easy for Kelly, which is a good thing. I'm not saying this is a bad thing. It looked like it just came like second nature to her. Like it was, she was able to like really live it, live in the routine and have fun with it. I still loved Kelly and Alex Samba. I thought it was enjoyable. And again, the choreography was on point. There were some dead moments, but knowing that the samba can go so wrong for so many others, and knowing that it's definitely one of the most challenging dances of all of the dances that you've seen on the show, what is so impressive to me is that Kelly was actually able to execute every single basic step that you would see in the technique book. And she was able to make it her own, to where it looked like dancing a samba was part of like her DNA or something. It looked so natural and effortless and easy. Like, it looked like we could do this at home, which most of us can't, okay? She had like ease in her facial expressions. She was genuinely smiling, not forcing a smile on her face. You know, have you ever noticed how stressed out maybe you get as a viewer when others stress out on television? Like, some people, like for me, I could never have watched America's Funniest Home Videos. Like, when people like slip in the middle of a big group of people, like, it really makes me feel so bad for that person. Some people find it funny and I don't. I get really embarrassed for them. And so my point with bringing this up is that the samba is just that. Like, sometimes the samba can look super awkward, but I have to say, with when it comes to Kelly and Alec, they showcased great technique, they showcased the different rhythms, and they still made it look cool and sexy. Not easy to do, folks. I loved their intro where she does the famous bachacadas. However, unfortunately, I feel like she started a little off time. It wasn't as musical as what she was trying to do, which was like go slow with the bachacadas. And then when the music had that waterfall effect, that's when she was supposed to do her quicker bachacadas. However, because Alec was standing behind her, this is why I never let my partner start alone. You never want to do that, because their adrenaline is going to take over their body, especially if they're not dancers. But either way, I do know that it's samba. You got to travel line of dance, which is counterclockwise around the floor, but it just made this whole thing look off center and a little off. And odd. Like, the feng shui of the way they started wasn't right. Look, you can just feel the love in the ballroom, even from me watching YouTube, that people were just rooting for Kelly and Alec big time. I mean, who doesn't want to root for an underdog? Just saying. So let's move on to Kelly's voltas, which is a very basic step in the samba. They were basically moving down line of dance as they were voltaing. They were facing the judges and they were super in sync with one another. They had the right samba bounce. I would have liked for Kelly's thighs to have closed a little bit more. And then the transition from the voltas into her promenade runs looked very weak a little bit, because I think she got a little lost and they lost connection. Her arms weren't connected to her back. She wasn't directly placed in front of her partner. And then it caused them to look off. What, you know, when it comes to arm placement, like the free arm, the arm that isn't, or the hand that isn't holding on to your partner or holding your other partner's hands, it's important you place your arms, right? So you never just want to like leave them dangling. You have to always be aware of the side where it's free, especially in the Latin dances. And I feel like her arms, it progressed and got better as the routine went on. But there were moments where I think, you know, she just wasn't thinking about it, which is totally normal, right? Especially for Kelly. She's already made it so far and has improved so much. She probably just didn't have the time with her busy schedule to work on the detail. But the devil's in the detail, as you know. So I think it's important that she needed to think more about not so much the steps, but more about the design and the frosting on the cake, right? So you have to create the foundation before you can put the frosting on. And they just had no time. This is what I mean. Time is not on your side on Dancing with the Stars. Either way, it was super impressive. You know, I loved the routine. The amount of content should make Len Goodman happy, or should have made Len happy. I already had named basically two basic steps at the very top of her recap and her review, but they did stationary samba walks. They showcased correct samba bounce. It was technically correct. And I just love the mixture of tricks into, you know, a very basic samba. And she obviously could have pointed her toes when she, you know, dropped into a split. But again, just huge improvement almost a miracle, to be quite honest, from week one up until now. You know, Kelly definitely deserved to be in this final. So we shall see if she wins. Dun, dun, dun. My score for Kelly and Alec, a 9. Anyway, let's hear what the judges had to say about Kelly and Alec's samba for round one of the finale. Bruno basically said, Cinderella, welcome to the ball. You are a shining example of how, with determination, positive attitude, you can get results. You've made yourself proud. Okay, weird. Len Goodman, weird meaning, like, how are you going to tell someone that you've made yourself? Like, maybe he meant she made him proud. Who knows? Len Goodman said, well, for me, it was like a boxing match. You've got John O'Hurley, the old fighter or boxer, and then you've got Kelly Monaco, the young fighter, who is determined. And after round one, it's going to be a close one. Did they know the results? They analyze everything. I should have been an attorney. Who knew? Carrie Ann said, you know, I've always admired your determination, but I have to say, I actually liked your samba better the last time you did it. I did. I'm so sorry, but you've come so far. Audience booed like crazy. And Kelly was laughing out loud at this point. Okay, here are some upsetting judges' scores. Judges gave Kelly a 7. What the heck? 9. First of all, that 7 that was given to them by Carrie Ann is so out of line in my eyes. I mean, especially in a final, during a finale. Come on. I mean, you don't even give Bobby Bones a score like that. But again, we're still waiting to see an actual like 10 from these judges. Wow, they were extra hard, especially during a finale. You know, we still have yet to see one 10 paddle. You know, the basic movement that was shown this time around versus when Kelly, for example, did her samba last time was night and day, meaning, you know, she did it way better this time around than she did the last time. The last time she did the samba, she was worried about her wardrobe, but she was able to really focus her attention now on the detail as far as like samba bounce and executing a proper samba. Again, though, Carrie Ann is not a ballroom dancer, so she may have not, especially back in that day, understood how hard these basic moves are. I'm not even sure if she's like ever done a samba, like a full samba in a costume on live television before. I've always wanted to see like these judges, especially Bruno and Carrie Ann, attempt to ballroom dance. Kind of like, you know, when Tom Bergeron, just for fun, danced with Ashley Del Grosso and they did a quick step. And then Samantha Harris, you could hear this in our interview, we like talk quickly about her dance, which she did a jive with Jonathan Roberts on like her season of Dancing with the Stars. You know, it was really cool just to see the host because they wanted to get a feel of what it really feels like to be a contestant. And it's scary, man. And I would love to see Carrie Ann do this and Bruno, by the way, not together, but with two pros. That would be some great TV executives. They probably would say, no, but that's okay. But wow, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I just would love for them to actually understand what these people go through because it's not easy. I mean, I'm not saying this would be fun. Like I'm going to judge. No, I think it would be important for them to experience what we experience. It's just, why not? It's already season 67. Like, let's get to it. That would be absolutely pure entertainment, for real. But in all seriousness, it's really hard as judges to relate to, you know, these people. If you've never even tried ballroom dancing yourself, especially when the turnaround, you know, and putting yourself in their shoes as far as the pressure goes, you just have no idea. And maybe, you know, if they were actually to try it themselves, then maybe they'd have a little bit more compassion. Who knows? Okay, so that gave Alec and Kelly a total of 25 out of 30. And Lisa Canning points out in the Red Room that they're only 1 point short from last time and asked Kelly how they're feeling. And Kelly basically said, I should lose my top more often. Funny. So freaking funny. My friend is funny. Okay. Lisa Canning said, look, you still have the freestyle round. How are you feeling? And then Kelly was laughing at her own joke, basically about her top. And she said, look, I feel confident. Then what's so off-putting, I have to say, to be quite honest, is when they cut to a wide shot of Lisa Canning interviewing Kelly and Alec, you see John O'Hurley and Charlotta sitting on a bench behind them and literally have zero expressions on their faces. Like it looked so somber. And I'm sure, you know, when Kelly said I should lose my top more often, that's funny. Like, it's okay to laugh, people. Come on, deep breath. The current leaderboard before the freestyle round for the finale of season one started with John at number one with a total of 27 out of 30 and Kelly Monaco and Alec Mazzo falling short in second place with a 25 out of 30. As we all know, that means nothing, right? As the slate is now wiped clean and the freestyle round started back then, I'm sure their mentality and expectations of that freestyle round was probably non-existent since there was nothing to compare it to back then. But knowing what we know now, 32 seasons later, you might as well flush all of those dances down the freaking toilet and start at an even playing field, folks, because that mirror ball will only go to whomever leaves it all out onto that hardwood floor. And the playing field is absolutely even as of now. John and Charlotta were first up and danced the first ever freestyle performed on Dancing with the Stars in the United States.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Let's move on to John and Charlotta's freestyle round. And let's first go to their package. Tom introduces the freestyle by saying that there are no rules. So basically, that means any and all lifts are welcomed along with whatever that couple chooses to do. So not sure if they were able to choose like their freestyle music back then, but we definitely did early on, meaning like Drew Lachey, who I won season two with, definitely picked out his freestyle song, which was, of course, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. And I definitely had no say in it because I don't know if you guys know this, but fun fact, I hated it at first. Prior to John's freestyle dance, they took a look back down memory lane where you see their journey they had from day one up until the finale. The package starts basically with them meeting for the first time at Third Street Dance, which is one of many studios that we would rehearse in LA prior to the Dancing with the Stars rehearsal studios that were built. It also starts out with both John and Charlotta doing an interview together while taking us, the audience, down memory lane, with Charlotta first saying that her first impression of John O'Hurley was how unbelievably handsome he was. Hopefully his wife didn't flinch when that was said, just saying. I mean, come on, Charlotta is drop-dead gorgeous, and I'm sure her saying that probably irked her, just made her stomach turn, but maybe only once, or maybe she's super secure with herself. Who knows? I hope she is. John said that Charlotta oozed chemistry and sass, and Charlotta confirmed that what they had was very special, that they had a very special bond and chemistry as a couple. You know, the humor and fun is something she said she would take with her forever. John said he felt 20 years younger, and of course, Charlotta added under her breath, also 20 pounds lighter. Then they have a very sweet and touching moment of what they definitely had, especially that bond in the beginning of the competition, which was like a solid, real friendship. And sometimes when a celebrity gets too much in their heads, you guys, about wanting to win, especially when like they so close, they can taste it, right? The foundation of what made them, especially John and Charlotta, so special, it just went away for me because of the competitiveness that got in the way and the ego, right? The ending of their package, you know, they basically say this is our last interview, and they give each other a huge hug. And honestly, that was so special. Like when you can smell authenticity and you can feel it when someone's authentic versus not, right? Like I definitely can. Even if it's been like 2 decades and I'm watching this through a laptop, you just know when someone's faking a relationship with somebody or not, right? So the last thing that was said was John saying that he couldn't have done this show without Charlotta or with anyone else. And he looked at Charlotta and really looked at her and softly and gently and humbly, may I add, said to her from the bottom of his heart, thank you. The way he meant those two words choked me up, you guys, every time I watched it. Seriously. Ugh, God. Because I just know this is a special moment, you know? Anyway, let's start with our freestyle. Let me first start out with saying season 2 definitely left the mark as far as freestyles go. Okay. Because season 1 was literally like a freestyle, meaning it just looked like they never rehearsed it. Like it was just like, just put this together to this song. It barely looked polished, let alone it looked kind of messy and just like kind of like a, it's a freestyle, just freestyle it, you know, as if like someone asked a rapper to freestyle. Like literally that's what it looked like they put into this routine. Obviously, I would say both couples must have spent more time working on their round one dance than their freestyle. I can guarantee it. Charlotta and John basically started out with dancing their freestyle, which technically was, you know, the very first ever freestyle ever on Dancing with the Stars. And I have to say, unfortunately, I expected way more out of them. They danced to the song, I'm so excited. I'm so deaf by the Pointer Sisters. I definitely don't want to hear that back. This is a great finale song to end the season with. However, for me, it was underwhelming. But let's start with the positive, shall we? They were able to execute a fun routine and they used a great song that definitely got the audience up on their feet. They challenged themselves by putting in lifts that I'm sure Charlotta and John both weren't necessarily comfortable doing with one another. They went all out to their, and they went to their potential and maybe surpassed it as a couple as far as the freestyle round goes. I mean, they looked like they were having fun for sure. Charlotta obviously trusts John when he was lifting her. And of course, they had moments of very cute chemistry. And the highlight though for me, for this couple when it comes to the freestyle round was Patrick Swayze. Yep. His appearance made my freaking night, I must say. Rest in peace to Mr. Patrick Swayze. He's definitely missed. Okay, now what I didn't love as far as John and Charlotta's freestyle round goes or dance is that first off, both of them started the dance like side by side, splitting the center of the floor. So they were already disconnected to me. Charlotta had a silk robe on top of her costume and basically, John had like a white lab coat, it looked like, on top of his. The music started and Charlotta did a couple of hip rolls, right? And then it cuts to John looking like he had trouble isolating his hips. So she went over to John. Literally, the music is playing, right? So instead of starting out by like a dance, they're trying to act and it doesn't work. For me, it doesn't. Like, get to it. Anyway, she put her hands on his hips from behind and tried to physically move them in a circle. I just thought it was just very one-dimensional as far as the choreography goes altogether. I mean, they did a little bit of Lindy Hop, but that's not Charlotta's strength, right? And that's not for sure John's strength. So I guess I would have loved to see like a mishmash of different international standard dances. They could have definitely done like to that song specifically, you could have easily have done a quick step into like a fun cha-cha, into like a, even a samba, or even a, even a slow foxtrot. Like you could definitely play around with that song because it's basically has the same beat throughout. I would have loved that. I think they would have won if that happened, right? Look, it was a little messy for my taste. It came across hectic at times, which isn't necessarily how I would define Charlotta's style of teaching. And I'm sure they were thinking, well, Alec and Kelly for sure are going to come out doing a Latin dance. But see, this is the thing. They're doing what they excel in, what they look best in. And Charlotta had a Latin costume underneath that robe that she took off. And it just looked awkward, right? So I always say, don't ever veer off or run away from who you are. Even in life, be you, because there's only one you. And same thing goes for dancing. You know what style you're good in. Don't fix what's not broken, folks. Anywho, the transitions from getting out of these lifts were messy, unfortunately. I feel like John didn't really take care of Charlotta. Like, he basically got her in the lift beautifully. The transition into the lift was great. And then the transition out of it was wobbly. Wobbly, wobbly, wob. With all of that being said, I give Charlotta and John O'Hurley an 8. The judges' comments are as follows. Carrie-Anna Naba said, I think that was fantastic. It was so exciting. And it was so nice. She didn't sing like that, but I swear I was on tune. No? Anyway, it was very nice to see you let loose, John. Great hip action. Bruno Tonioli said, John, you have hips. Let it rip, man. Ew, gross. Lynn Goodman said, I thought you were going to come out here and play it safe, but fantastic. You danced to the edge and it was great and entertaining. None of these judges delivered the lines like I just did, okay? FYI. Judges gave John and Charlotta 9.99. When the judges gave them 3.9s, they didn't look too happy, but I'm pretty sure in the back of John's mind, he was thinking, you know what? There's no way. I guess they're just never going to give a 10 at all during the season. Little did he know. Let's cut to Kelly Monaco and Alec Mazzo's freestyle round. Okay, first of all, I just want to say that I miss when the couples that make the final do a longer interview and do an interview together and reminisce and go back down memory lane of their time together. We used to do this. It brought up so many emotions and it was beautiful. Like, the audience deserves to know how close these two people got. And then it's so fun to be able to take us down memory lane from week one up until now. It just summarizes each couple's experience, which is very important. Then it also reminds me as an audience member and fan why I want to vote for someone over the other person. Just saying. Bring it back, executives, or else. Okay, so they reminisce. Basically, they go down memory lane of their time together, starting at week one. They each talk about their feelings and their perceptions of each other when they had first met, you know, the feelings that they felt through their body before each performance, and flashes of never before seen and funny, endearing and frustrating footage of content that was shot during Kelly and Alex rehearsals that they had, you know, never shown in previous packages or weeks before. And just that, right? That journey together, I feel like it's just missing. I love seeing bloopers. I love seeing never before seen footage of their rehearsal. It's just, it's a shame that they don't put the raw material online. Anywho, I'll never forget. I did this with Drew Lachey during the final round of season 2. And this was the first time I think I ever cried on national or primetime television, was when we did that interview together. It just creates a through line that everyone needs, especially during a finale of something that was so emotional. And it's such a shame they just don't do it. Shame on you. So their freestyle package starts out with Kelly and Alec, with Kelly saying in the beginning of this journey, she had nothing to do or she had no knowledge of dance. It was about stepping out of her comfort zone as she was so scared to do the show in the first place. Then it cuts to Bruno saying, Kelly, is there a death in the family? It's like somebody died. Oh, I hate that. I hated that comment. Cut to Kelly saying that she was a loser. No, you weren't. And then Alex saying how impressed he was when Kelly took the criticism from the judges. Cut to a never before seen moment during their rehearsals of Kelly mimicking what a coach, an actual football coach, for example, would say. And she said, we had a bad game last night, team. Don't let it affect you. Cut to Alec just giggling. Kelly said after that moment, she was determined to nail something and said they were the losers for a very long time. Alec said, I learned so much from Kelly that it's not about winning. It's about going through the ups and downs together. And said, maybe I wasn't given a partner with the largest dance training, but I was given a partner with the biggest heart. Amen, brother. cut to Kelly saying to Alec, you know, you're really a great guy, and said that for their last dance together, they are really going to go out there and celebrate their journey and their time together. And what I love most about these two is, first of all, they give me chills because I love seeing growth in people. That's why I went back to Dancing with the Stars all 26 seasons. It's hard to explain using words, but the satisfaction and the accomplishment I felt, for example, when, you know, Rob Kardashian started, he didn't have all the confidence in the world, but then became this confident man at the end of it when we made the final with Jack Osborne. You know, there's certain people that all odds and bets are against them, right? But they somehow, as a team, and I would like to give myself a little credit for just continuing to push and to believe in somebody is such a powerful thing. You know, it really is. And that's what this couple represents as far as like, what is the bigger meaning and picture of who these couples, like, and what they define as a couple. And as far as John and Charlotta goes, I feel like that's what's missing, is that it's more self-driven than it is about a bigger message. And I'm not saying Kelly calculated any of this. She's just being her raw and authentic self. And when you are that person, great things happen. You know, people gravitate towards people who are real. All right. So look, let's just move on to their freestyle dance. Kelly and Alec danced a very entertaining freestyle to Jennifer Lopez. Let's get loud. She had a costume reveal. She did all these crazy tricks. And I love the way that Alec choreographed her backhand walkover. And she did it down the staircase from the walkway. Never been done. Never been done. I've never seen that. Not even the gymnasts have done that, I think. Anyway, super impressed. She showed a lot of dance content, right? At the very top of their routine on the walkway, she danced a little salsa into a cha-cha medley. I have to say, there were moments of brilliance when it comes to just Kelly's journey, the way that she's just so aware of her partner, meaning Alec. Like when they were side by side doing open choreography, she was a little bit too fast to the music, but she just stopped, took a deep breath, and I saw this all happening. She waited until Alec kept going and doing the routine, and she just caught on. Now that's a team. There's no I in team, folks. Anyway, I loved how he helped guide her through this whole competition, especially through that freestyle. You know, she did some really crazy lifts. Now, talk about dangerous lifts. That definitely was. You know, she was like over his head. There were moments of like amazing dynamic between the two. You know, they just didn't go hard from the beginning. It wasn't like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It was like moments of softness and moments of sensuality and moments of danger and moments of thrill. And Kelly just handled herself so well throughout this whole competition. And, you know, I, as a friend, I have to say, I don't ever remember watching every single week when I was watching, you know, season one back in 2005 in my apartment in Harlem at the time. I am just wanting to say, like, look, I am so proud of her. You know, it's almost been 20 years. It's like 20 years late that I'm saying this. But Kelly, if you're listening, you know, you literally have inspired so many women, and still to this day, because you definitely inspired me just last night. I'm telling you right now, you know, you inspired millions of women and men around the nation. And especially at that moment of just never giving up on yourself. And what's so beautiful to see and witness is how she's such a fighter, and she still is, and a courageous woman. And I'm just so proud to be your friend, Kelly Monaco. Get your ass on this podcast now or else. Oh, and Alec, you're not so bad yourself, my man. Okay, I just love that the bond that these two had, it was just so genuine, you guys. It was beautiful to watch their journey together. And now I understand why Dancing with the Stars is still going to this day. Honestly, thanks to these two, who just showed that this show is more than just a dance show. It is a show about relationships. It's a show about the emotional roller coaster. It shows that life isn't perfect, that life throws you curveballs, and to never freaking give up. Because if you don't give up, you can only achieve greatness. I mean that wholeheartedly. And I totally, yes, I am definitely an advocate for greatness. I give Kelly and Alec I would give them an 11 paddle if I had one, but I give them a 10. Okay? They get a 10. 10. The judges gave Kelly and Alec, you heard, 10. 10. 10. Uh-oh. The judges gave them a perfect score, which gave them a total of 30 out of 30, a grand total of 55 out of 60, which left them at the top of the freaking leaderboard. Their freestyle, from what I gather, you know, was the last dance of the night, since I'm watching everything in clips, and is what won them that mirror ball trophy. Hence why they always say that freestyle round is either a make it or break it dance. And that was the start of what is now such an epic moment as far as getting to this final round goes on the show, even to this day. All right. After the commercial break, it was a shot of John and Charlotta, Tom Bergeron and Lisa Canning, Kelly and Alec, and the lampshade, aka the coveted mirror ball trophy. Fun fact, I'm sure you guys have read this by now or have heard, the first two or three mirror balls, you heard. I keep saying that. It was a lampshade, okay? Those freaking mirror balls that you work so hard for, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, crying, just thinking you're worthless. Yep, it was made out of a lampshade. Uh-huh, cool. So, Tom said, welcome back. Lisa Canning said, the votes are in and they've been counted and verified. We can now reveal the results. And Tom goes on to say, okay, John and Charlotta, Kelly and Alec, deep breath here. Here we go. Lisa said, John and Charlotta, earlier tonight, the judges said that you are the king and queen of the ballroom, but did the viewers agree? Dun, dun, dun. Tom said, Kelly and Alec, the judges thought you gave the performance of the series, but what did the viewers think? Lisa said that the voting came back and it was incredibly close. God, I wish they would say that to this day. Cut to Tom saying, all right, I can now reveal the champions of Dancing with the Stars, Kelly Monaco and Alec Mazzo. Confetti, 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 confetti in everyone's mouth. Kelly basically tackles Alec and they embrace. She was shocked. Then ran, which was so cute, to give Tom Bergeron a hug. And she just made me cry, even though this happened 65 years ago, still crying. Tom said, America loves a comeback story. What can I tell ya? And asks Kelly how she felt. Kelly said, I feel great. I'm going to Disneyland. Well, that's good, Tom said. It's company synergy. Tom said, did you ever think you were going to win? Though I know this is a rhetorical question. And Kelly said, absolutely not. Every week we were out. And that's what kept us here in the first place. Every week we tried to do better and we were competing only against ourselves. Yep. Tom said, you told me once after a show that all of your life you wanted what? Well, I know this is going to sound sappy, Kelly said, but I never won anything in my life. And Tom said, well, you can change that story, because as of tonight, that ain't your story, girl. That's not what he said, but I'm just saying that. And Kelly said that her mom was there. Oh, that's so beautiful. And she was just so happy. Like, I don't see Kelly smile, like with her teeth, like ear to ear very often. And wow, what a season, folks. You know what? What a freaking season. That's all I'm saying. Then it cut to Lisa talking to John and Charlotta, which I love. I love that they allowed 6 minutes, you guys. There were 6 minutes for this whole like mirror ball exchange to happen and to announce the winners. Nowadays, I swear, if you get to it, they announce the winner and then the credits are rolling as soon as someone is hoisted up onto their shoulders with a mirror ball over their head. Like, it's not enough time. What I love about this format is, like, for example, season one, you see Lisa Canning. She walks over to John and Charlotta, who came in second place, and said, first of all, you've came so very close to winning. You've gained a whole new fan base, millions, in fact. And John said, well, we left our hearts on the dance floor and boy, did we come close. Lisa asked John what, you know, he was going to miss about Charlotta. John said that this is a woman who walks the talk, and then said he wanted to thank his lovely wife, Lisa, for letting him dance so close to another woman. Tom crowned the champions of season one of Dancing with the Stars to Alec Mazzo and Kelly Monaco. Cut to Kelly hoisting that mirror ball above her head and then handed it to Alec and ran and tackled John O'Hurley, who and then just jumped into his arms, which was really nice to finally see this. These four people just like congratulate one another. For God's sakes, it was like, Jesus, you could just feel the tension prior to that moment. I just thought they hated each other and they were never going to like actually clap or like, God forbid, put a little smile on your face and just pretend to root for each other at least. Like, it's so important. But I'm glad that they hugged it out. I think Kelly didn't even care at that point, right? She just was like, get over here, you old man. Turn that frown upside down, dude. So I'm going to leave this episode with this thought, okay? So they do a dance-off, basically, at, like, I would say a few months after they announced the Mirrorball champs, right? Kelly and Alec. You know, there was a summer dance-off, and I'm assuming it's only because, not because they were confused as to who the winner was, but because they wanted just to see if they could capitalize, I'm assuming, off the ratings for season one, which I'm sure was pretty good back for what it was back then, at least. And then, you know, look, it made sense, you know, if I was in the TV world back then as an executive, but I think the outcome and whoever won changed. I don't know. It's super disappointing if that is the case. However, I have to refresh my memory and maybe I will, but I was wanting to possibly start season two. But if you guys think I should do one more week and really review and rewatch and recap this dance off, which is just going to piss me off, to be quite honest. I hate that the results changed. But either way, look, I would love to do it. Just let me know. Make sure you guys go to Sex Lies and Spray Tans Instagram account at Sex Lies and Spray Tans and let me know in the comments, okay? Anywho, look, it's so great to be able to do these rewatches and recaps for y'all, but I got to hear some feedback because this is a lot of talking for your host, Cheryl Burke, over here, okay? We already have two other episodes a week. So let me know if you want me to continue. And if you don't, no hard feelings. And dailymotion.com, put those episodes, full episodes, back up on your website. I even freaking signed in. I am a member. Please, I'm begging you. Okay, love you guys. Until next time, don't forget, let me know if you want me to review either the dance off or just skip the dance off and just get to the good part, which is season two, the premiere episode, where yours truly just debuted her Dumb and Dumber haircut, folks. You won't want to miss it. Also, one important thing, if you guys can please, I'm begging of you, rate and review, because this is vital to the podcast. I love you guys. And until next time, sending you so much love and light. Bye.
Make sure you guys follow us at Sex Lies and Spray Tans on our Instagram handle. And make sure you comment. Let me know who you want me to interview. What do y'all think? Let me know.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.